Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Fielder's Choice NHL podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Pete. How are you doing today, Pete?
Good afternoon. We've had a nice slate. We're still rolling right along with our cash. So I've been playing mainly cash, but it's been working. So I might as well keep doing what we're doing. Playing some fairly owned guys and a couple of our little trick plays we've been coming up with, but everything's been going well. I think it's gonna be another good slate. It's 10 games today, right?
Yep. Nice big slate. Yeah, even with we're probably a little bit overly high in Anaheim, but even with probably a little too much Anaheim exposure,
Yeah.
still really really good day for both of us. Obviously, we both played Leon, so that of course helps. So yeah, good day, and let's roll that right into today. So you mentioned it's a 10-game slate. We have let me see here. A little bit more teams with an implied total of that three mark that I like to look for. It's about half the slate is 2.9 or higher. So we've got Carolina, Tampa Bay at 3.7. We've got Pittsburgh at 3.6, Toronto at 3.5, Philly at 3.4, Islanders at 3.3, Boston and Washington at 3.2, Dallas at 3.1, Florida at 2.9, and then everybody else is 2.8 or below. All the way down to Detroit with another crazy low total of two in that same matchup with Tampa Bay. A number they crushed the other day, but still not targeting Detroit here. So let's just jump right into it with center. We do have some news at center. Vincent Trocheck is out. It has led Carolina to shaking up the lines a little bit. They do have a high total, but you still have Aho and you still have Staal centering the top two lines. Both are on power play one. Both make fantastic set plays here at center. I'm comfortable with either one in cash.
Yeah, I like Aho. I think he's like I said, I didn't my problem's always with the Aho's always been his lines, but he's been hot, and I think I may end up going right back with him today if I don't go value, because think you need a piece of this Carolina somewhere, and it's kind of condensed a little bit with Trocheck out, I believe. So I think with those middle guys, you got Aho, Point, Sid, and Pavelski kind of all condensed together. To me, I think Aho probably is the play. I'll probably have one of those four guys. I think Sid's gonna be one of the most popular, with Guentzel and Russ. But I would rather, to me personally, Aho. That's Aho. That's the way I'm probably rolling right now.
Yep, I am traditionally not a Sid guy on the road. His splits are nuts. He's at 0.63 points per road game over the last 2 years, which is not very good actually, whereas he's at like 1.4 points per home game. It's actually Malkin who gets the better road matchups at 1.07. That it's been a little bit more difficult to predict this year, the way teams are attacking Pittsburgh because of the injuries and whatnot, but I expect Buffalo to probably put the Staal line on Sid. So I'm not super high on Sid at that price today. It is Sid. He's riding a 4-game point streak, points in about 9 of his last or 8 of his last 10 here, averaging a point per game in the year. So I can never fault anybody for playing Sid, but Sid on the road is just not somebody I typically use. So I really like Aho for 600 less. And then I don't think you can sleep on Staal as well. Aho has 24 points in 25 games. Staal's having a career year, Jordan Staal that is, for Carolina with 22 points in 23 games. So both of them are averaging essentially a point per game. Staal has multi-point games in 3 of his last 4, including the same matchup with Nashville. So his floor is not nearly as safe as Aho, but if you can't afford Aho, I really am pretty comfortable saving $1,300 and going with Staal in cash.
Yeah, and I've never been really an Aho guy until, honestly, the last couple of weeks. He's actually been doing pretty well for me. So, to me, yeah, there's a 2K difference, but I'm still on Aho. One name we didn't mention, though, and you have to bring it up because they have been strong. They're moving the puck, and they're heating up, is the Boston one. with, I mean, I know, I guess we're going up instead of down, but with Bergeron against the Rangers, I mean, if you want to play Matthews, it's going to be tough to get Bergeron in, but you do got to bring Bergeron up because this team is starting to, they're starting to heat up, and he's now got three straight double-digit DK games. He didn't get a point last game. Actually, if you look at the last two games, he hasn't had a point, but he's got 11 shots and a block for the last two games, so he's getting double-digit points, and they're due for a big blow-up, too, this Boston one. This is expensive. Probably, to me, more a GPP play, but I think you got to bring Bergeron's name up.
Yep, definitely. We'll keep moving up. We got burnt the other day. I read your article today. You're jamming in Austin Matthews here, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I'm not, yeah. My little experiment of him being injured. And, I mean, there's definitely just credence to it. And I do apologize to anybody that listened and took our advice. We're not the only ones that were chirping that Tuesday. And he does have a wrist injury. And everybody, you know, has been talking about it. The coach has been talking about it. But obviously he's Austin Matthews. And if he's playing, you play him. I've been burned like that before in DFS, and I don't know why. The guy's out there, guy with that kind of ability, you just end up playing a guy. And on a power play now, it looks like he's in front of the net. So I think it's probably an even better spot than we thought, the way they've been moving things around a little bit because of his wrist. Because Malhotra actually has been switched him up on a power play. I think the note I just sent you that I saw from the Leafs report, and he's going to get definitely a more of a net front presence instead of the half wall where he's been. So I think it's a better spot for Matthews, actually. So I'm all in 100% on AM 34.
Yep, he's expensive, but his numbers are staggering. At home over the last two seasons, he averages 1.49 points per home game, including 4.72 shots, one block for good measure. And of that 1.49 points, 0.96 of that is a goal. So essentially, we've said it all season long. Austin Matthews at home, just pencil him in for a goal. So he's already got double digits for you. I think you start with Austin Matthews here and go from there.
And I may end up going, even though I like these guys in the middle, these guys like Aho and I said Point and Pavelski and all that, I kind of got, I'm on this Cote Kanami from Montreal. I love the spot he's in. He's on that. He's centering that number two line with the Gallagher and Toffoli, and on power play two. And man, the kid's only $3,300. So I may end up going all the way down for him.
He scored a goal and then dropped $100 last night. So he, yeah, good. He's a good player. He has points in three straight.
15 minutes. He's getting
four of last five and five of his last seven, so he's playing really well lately. He hasn't put up a ton DFS-wise, but last night was a really breakout game. Nice to see him find the back of the net. So, I mean, he quietly has 14 points in 25 games. So, yep, I like that play. Another play, I'm not a Dallas guy, but Dallas is so cheap because they were struggling so bad. Well, now they're getting healthy. They're starting to show signs of breaking out of it. Rupe hints if he starts, if he's playing, he is a game time decision. He's dirt cheap here. He's coming in at 4,500. He quietly has 14 points in 15 games, including six goals. And in his last two games played, he has multi-point games in both, with a goal and assist in both games. So if he is back here, I really like him at 4,500 on that second, centering the second line and on that top power play unit.
I like that whole Dallas team today. I'm probably going to have a piece of it because they're so cheap. And obviously, I'm probably not the only one. Dallas one's probably going to be more popular. So, yeah, that might be the way to go with Hintz, Center Robertson, and Kiviranta. One of those, you probably want a piece of one of those two lines. So, yeah, Hintz is a good call. Another call is Yanni Gourde for Gourde. I'm butchering his name from Tampa. He's price creeped up a little bit. But anytime you're centering Stamkos and the way Killorn is playing, you got to put him in the conversation too. He's $1,000 more than Jespri for Montreal, but I think he's a play as a value play.
Yep, agreed. Certainly a way to get a piece of that. And he's been playing big minutes, so got to like that as well. All right, let's move over to wing here. Obviously, we've got some big boys. Ovechkin, Pasta, Forsberg's been playing really well. Gensel, Marner, Marchand. There's a lot. Are you getting any of these guys in your cash lineup tonight?
I don't know. And probably, I mean, the way, if you're playing cash, the way Pasternak is playing, he's probably the safest play on the board. At 8-7, the guy's a, you're going to get double-digit DK out of him every night. I would be a fool to go back to Ovechkin because I just don't like playing him in DFS, but it's been gnawing at me all morning. You're watching some of that game there, and he was on the ice for two damn goals, never picked up a point on him, 20 minutes plus. He's had 52 shots on goal in the last five games. I mean, when he's shooting that much, he's got to score at some point. Do you go back to the Willis guy? It probably would say no, but I want him in somewhere in a lineup. So I have a feeling he's going to go off. But, man, another one is Philip Forsberg. I mean, I just think Forsberg, now that he's, like, getting – he's more active on the power play, he's on a tear right now. I mean, he's now – he's, like, a high – Forsberg turned to a high upside player, I think. So, but these are all high prices, especially when you're playing a Matthews. I mean, do you want to go with two big guys like this, especially a winger? I don't know. But you do got – put, you know, take some of these names into consideration. Forsberg, Ovi, Pasternak. Are they must plays? No, for cash, but I don't know.
Yeah, I played around with the idea of Pasta and Matthews in cash. It can be done. You're not going to get, you know, you're not going to get a third, even mid-range guy. You know, if you wanted to say Aho, you're not, good luck making that work.
Right.
But it can be done and still build a fairly competitive lineup. I'm not interested in Ovechkin personally. And to clarify, when you say 52 shots, that's 52 shots attempted. Those aren't all on net.
52 shots attempt. Yeah, 52 shot attempts.
He's at 26 on net, which is still a really high amount. So 26 on net over the last five games. So he's still averaging five shots a game. He's too good not for some of those not to start going in.
And I don't believe he's a cash play either. I see it coming. A big game's coming, and he's more of a GPP play. I just don't get me wrong. I'm not touting that he's a big cash game today, but it's still Ovi. You know, he's gonna put rubber on the net.
I mean, they have a high total. He's probably gonna see some ownership. The only reason, because I played him in cash the other day too. Probably the only reason I wouldn't go there again today. One, he's just not finding the back of the net, and he doesn't pick up enough assists to make up for his lack of goal scoring right now. But mainly, he's, you know, they're on the road, so he's looking at Sean Couturier defense against them. So I would imagine that Philly's just rolling out Couturier at all times against the Ovechkin line. Couturier is arguably the best defensive center, arguably the best defensive forward in general in hockey. So he'll be doing his best to lock down Ovechkin here. So GPP play, absolutely. You putting the puck on net that much, yeah. Give me a piece of that in GPP, because he's got, you know, eventually those are going to go in. He's got hat trick upside. But if I'm spending that much, I'm going to figure out how to get the extra $600 for Pasta. It's just been much safer.
Especially in cash. Totally agree.
Yeah. So just to clarify that. But yeah, Forsberg's been playing really well. I'm never a fan of Nashville in cash, but you got to consider it with his shot volume this year. Mm-hmm. He's having a good season. What do you think of Victor Arvidsson coming in at 4-6?
Yeah, that whole – that's – I mean, with Nashville, they scare me, but their prices are so – He's so low. I love Tolvanen, even though Tolvanen's drop. Now Arvidsson's on the top line now, right? With Johansson and Forsberg.
Yep.
The problem is Ryan Johansson scares me. You know, when I like to go cheap at a winger, I like to make sure that they got he's got a good center. He's a good center, and Johansson's not Johansson. We all. No one grew up with. So, I mean, it's a good price, yeah. I mean, I haven't looked at Arvidsson's logs, actually. I've been more interested in Tolvanen, but...
Yeah, I don't think he's cheap enough.
His last couple games haven't been. He had a good game against Florida, it looks like.
Yeah, I think I'd rather take some even cheaper value. He's pretty high on the cheat sheet, so I brought him up, but I'm not crazy about the play.
I'm probably gonna going back to like Andre Palat. I just think he's in a good spot. He's still too cheap at 5'8" on that top power play unit on that top line. Guys like him, Gurianov for Dallas, I know he's gonna be popular. Sub 5K on Dallas top line. I think they're all cash plays.
Yeah, Dennis is heating up. I'm taking a little stand on Dallas though. While everybody plays Dennis, I'm taking Robertson. Give me Robertson for a drastically cheaper price. He's actually having his 13 points in 16 games, including multi-point games in two straight, playing 14 plus minutes a game, especially if Roope Hintz is back. All of a sudden, you're getting Robertson on a decently talented line with Roope Hintz and Kiviranta in a top six role. And although actually just looking, it does look like he's moving to the second power play, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I just saw that too.
Well, that frustrates me. I'm not as all in on Robertson anymore, but I still do like the second line, second power play. That's just, I'm a little frustrated he's moved down to that second unit that literally was not like that last I checked. Well, never mind. I like both Gurianov and Robertson. I will have to reassess that a little bit now.
You got Nino sitting there too. If you want a piece with Aho, I still think Nino at 5,300 is still a little high. But if you're playing with Aho, I guess it works because, like you said, he is up on the top line. There's a lot. I mean, to me, the way you build, just the way I build Kachuk. If I'm playing Sid at center, then I'm probably gonna want Gensel on my wing. You know what I mean? If I'm playing Bergeron, I play Pastrnak. I always like to play two guys from a combo. I know not a lot of people don't do that, but that's how I usually pick my wingers. But there's so many cheap wingers today. I mean, I love this Mason Marchment at only 3,100. He's sitting on a top on the Ekblad line, the Florida one, and on the power play. You get a kid for what's Marchment's price? 3,100. I mean, that's a, you give me 3,100, a kid's gonna top line a power play. There's a bunch of value here. You can go so many different ways.
Yep. I do not prioritize pairing as much as you do. There's zero wrong with that strategy. And especially if you get the line right, then you're in really good shape. That's just a difference in styles, but there's literally nothing wrong with it.
I very rarely go three. And I went last night, and I kind of got burned a little bit because I use Yamamoto, and I just, it's not my style, and I didn't like it.
It's funny because I'm willing to go three or even four. I actually ran four. I ended up running James Neal as well, just where I landed and they had that high total and he ended up scoring. But it's just funny because I don't like doing two, but I'll do three or four. You don't like doing three or four, but you'll do two.
Just, only GVPs. Of course, yeah. And that's all I'll do with GVPs is three or four. Yeah, I won't do any less. So
it's funny how that works. Just again, that's the beauty of DFS. So there's so many different ways to build. There are some cheap guys that aren't pretty names. They're not going to make you feel warm and fuzzy to play them, but they're in top six roles for high total teams. You got Evan Rodriguez, literally minimum price 2.5. Pittsburgh is playing on the Malkin line, power play two. Kapanen has been red hot, so I like Kapanen as well, but you can get a dirt cheap exposure to Pittsburgh, literally minimum price for 2.5. Does have assist in back-to-back games. Again, he's not very good. I can't believe he's in the top six role, but he's there. You also have
TJ Oshie, 4,900. He's still on the OB Backstrom line, right? And it's, I wouldn't consider value, but still a good price. He scored the other night.
Yeah, Vrana's having a monster season too. Yes. See, if I'm gonna, Vrana's got 10 goals. Vrana has two more goals than Ovi does. But no, Sprong's another guy for Washington. Top six role, power play two, $2,700. It's not pretty. He's kind of in and out of really the league, but he does have goal scoring ability. He's on the line with Vrana and Kuznetsov. So again, there are some of these options that don't exactly make you feel good, but they're there. They're in top six roles. That's why even Robertson, yeah, I'm a little bummed he's off that top lineup, top unit, but he's still 3-1. You mentioned Marshman. Like, these are the punts. If you're going to take a punt, I say it every time. Take a look at that cheat sheet. Find these guys in top six roles, preferably, and on a power play. And it's you just increase your odds of that guy doing something for you.
We've had a pretty good record here on this pod with punts going. And that's why we make sure the guy's on a power play, top six, jam him in. Like we said, well, Kokonami, Jason Robertson, you know, Mason Marshman, all these guys, they all going to get chances with elite players. So another one, just one more name is Anthony Bolivé for the Islanders, playing a second line and a power play, 2 goals and 3 assists, last 10 games, but he's averaging 3 shots a game. So it's another name to throw out there.
He was one of those bubble darlings.
He was.
Hasn't quite got going, but yeah, I mean, you certainly got to have him on your radar. So.
And as we're talking, I'm pretty much building a lineup with Matt. You'll see when we get the defense with Matthews, Aho, and Pastrnak, because I got a couple deep punts I'm rolling with today, which I think should be able to get us what we want.
Yep, which let's run right over to defense. And I mean, I think it's, you got a free spot here in Jeremy Davies, assuming he's still on the top power play unit, which as of now he is. 2.5K, that's just take it. That's free.
100%. I'm all over him. Especially Ryan Ellis is out. Josie's out. What's his name? Just got suspended. Just drew a blank. Fabros.
Fabros out as well.
And Ekholm was dropped the power play too. You got this kid Davies on power play one, so great spot. Just lock him in free square. And Gustav Forsling, as long as he stays on the power play two for Florida, I'll lock him in also. I could end up having a lineup with Forsling and Marshman, two guys from the power play two from Florida. Both these guys are 20 under 3K. Great spots. I think they're on defense. I'll roll these guys in a second.
Yep, you also have John Marino coming in at 2.7. There's actually quite a few options. You mentioned Forsling.
Got Kander Miller. Is Bean back on the power play for Bean. Carolina? Actually,
I'm let me double check. Now. I've got him on
power play two. Power play two. Yep, that's where he is. Okay, so yep, Bean's in play with this total. What's Bean at? Bean is at 3,300. So, but if I'm gonna, that's a good place. So to me, those three guys are all in great spots, I think.
We also have Noah Dobson is all the way down to 3,600. New York Islanders have about as high a total as you're going to see from them all year. He's still only 3,600. He's still on that top power play unit. So Ty Smith, we actually have a couple of 4.3 and below on the top unit. Keith Yandel at 4.3 is on the top unit. Grizzlick, 4.1. Morrissey, 4K, Hronix, 3.9, and then Ty Smith at 3.8, and Boqvist at 3.7. So there are even some, if you find a couple hundred extra and you want to get a guy in a top power play unit, you do have that, or you take some of the punts we talked about below 3K. But definitely play Davies. That's a free spot.
One other name I got, if I had the money, and you will have the money if you want to, is Zach Werenski. 4,800 for Columbus. This dude's playing 26 minutes plus. He seems like he's playing every damn minute on the power play for him. For Columbus, he's on a top pairing with Seth Jones. I like this kid a lot. And last game, 5 shots on goals, 2 blocks, and assists. Great game. So I like Werenski. You don't have to go up top today. I think if you do go up top to see if it's his Hedman, I would lock him in if I had the money, if I was going to go up there. But I don't think need to. Hiskinen for Dallas in a great spot also. Ryan Pulock is going to, looks like he's catching a lot of ownership today, but I'm not going to spend $5,100 on Ryan Pulock for the Islanders. He's on a power play one, first line, but still, he's going to be popular though. And Ghost is now 4,700.
I'd rather play Ghost than Ryan Pulock. Pulock has one double-digit game in about 15 games, so no thanks.
And Ghost has got 3 straight, playing 20 minutes. To me, he's like a DFS. He's a DFS defenseman. He's better in DFS than he is in real life. But man, his last game, he got a goal, 2 shots. Game for that, 6 shots, 2 blocks. 5 shots, a goal, a block, 3 games. So
yep.
You got the money. Yep. Go, to me, Ghost is the lock.
He's been very good. Before we dig into goalie, I'm just going to take a quick look at FanDuel pricing. Jordan Staal 4.7. That's crazy cheap. I would really consider locking him in with Austin Matthews there. Brian Rust remains way underpriced. Yeah, he's in a little bit of a rut, but he's only 5,400 on FanDuel. That's about 1,000 less than his DraftKings price. You also have like Martin Nečas coming in at 4.2 is very, very affordable. Marchant over there is 3.1. So some strong plays there. FanDuel all year, you've been able to get in three, even four studs. Dougie Hamilton coming in at 5.6 is just, that's.
He's so, always cheap over there.
Yeah, they won't move his price. Give me Dougie Hamilton there at that price. Jeremy Davies at 3.5. You could pair the two of them together. You could probably get four studs on FanDuel, to be honest, looking at the pricing real quick. So just wanted to hit, I know we don't give FanDuel probably enough love, so I wanted to hit that up real quick. Now, last, let's move over to goalie. This will be an interesting choice on a big slate, and it's going to be an important one because we don't want to whiff here. Who are you liking at first glance here?
I haven't looked at confirms yet. I mean, if you had the money, it's Vaz. He's not going to let Detroit get to him two games in a row. I'm assuming he's starting at 84. I think Reimer at 83. He's 11-3-0 on his season, and he's playing much better. And they're heavy favorite. And Nashville shoots, so she'll get a bunch of saves. I guess probably Vaz for Tampa or Reimer. And if I'm going to drop, Clocks in play too, Varlamov's in play. If I'm going to drop, probably, I guess Samsonov sitting there at 7,300. Samsonov confirmed. Lankinen, 7,400 now against Dallas. What about Lankinen against Dallas, 7,400? He played
Samsonov
well
is
against
confirmed.
Dallas last time.
Yeah, I mean, Lankinen's just it's not showing the consistency he was earlier in
the
year.
No, definitely
but,
not. He got blown out of the water the other night.
Yeah, he's shown a massive ceiling at times. So, tell you a name, do not sleep on, and this is simply stats-based. You've got two of them. Khudobin at home is unreal with a 1.58 goals against average and 16 starts over the last 2 years. He's been just super good. So that's under 7.8. That's under 8K. That's a pretty strong price.
Yep, like that.
So his log isn't quite what you want to see, but he's showing signs of kind of getting things back in line. Then another name that it's just stats thing here. Elvis Merzlikins at home is incredible. 1.75 goals against in 20 starts over the last two seasons. 0.94 save percentage is tops on the slate. Going to get a Florida team that's going to put up a ton of shots. We've seen Florida put up 50 shots in a game and lose. They put pucks on net, not always the best shots, which gives the goalie an increased chance of saves. So now Columbus has been not good defensively this year, which is a little weird to say because that's kind of their calling card. And Merzlikins did get blown up. He has a negative 2 on his log this year, but he also has a 32 on his log. So it's a little risky, but if you want to take a punt, Merzlikins a guy that is on my radar here at 7.3.
Cool. I can dig that. So we got a couple of plays. I think I like the Kudo call for Dallas. Tristan Jarry is
he's playing really,
much better,
really well right now.
Yep.
Yeah,
and he's below 8K. So if you had the money, I would go with a shirt. Most we thought it was a shirt thing the other night. But I can't see Vaz getting burned again by Detroit. He is playing Detroit, but I don't think it matters to him. Has he been confirmed? No.
No, not yet. Varlamov's been really good too. So yeah, there's
Varlamov's
some
been solid.
Yeah, Markstrom's looking to show some ownership. Montreal did play last night, but Montreal's been showing flashes of getting back to that team at the beginning of the year. So I'm a little weary of Markstrom. He is popping pretty high on the cheat sheet, but over on FanDuel, if you can get to it, you need to get one of these big favorites like a Varlamov or Vass, or even a James Reimer. I typically like to pay down on DraftKings if I can. On FanDuel, you have to get that win. So I'm looking to pay up, but I don't mind Hudobin at that price at 7.5 on FanDuel. So if you are going to take a punt, that's that feels like a pretty safe punt at 7,500.
Yep, totally agree.
All right, favorite GPP stacks.
Probably the main. I mean, they're probably going to be popular, though. I think Boston one's probably one of the top stacks. Philly one, the JVR Fairby line. Pittsburgh one with Sid. Man, there's really nobody. I feel like there's nobody I love. There's nobody I love. I feel like we have to have here.
Yeah.
For GVP tonight.
Yep, I agree with that. It's an interesting slate. There's a lot of options, but it doesn't feel like many super slam dunks. I like the Dallas 2 line if Hintz is back, which I think he will be, which is weird for me to say I like Dallas. I'm a Philly 1 fan. Give me Philly 1 again. They're all pretty much a lock for double digits nightly right now. Run it back with Ghost to Spear here. Ghost to Spear.
Yep.
Ghost to Spear here.
I just call him Ghost. That's fine.
I know. Every once in a while, because that's what I call him when I'm just joking, and every once in a while I accidentally call him that for real. Ghost to Spear. I like him. I like that whole line.
Islanders won. That's my other one with Lee Barzal and Eberle.
Yeah, that's one you're going to get at super low ownership. Nobody ever plays those guys. So, it's interesting. This is an interesting slate. So, hopefully we gave you a pretty good direction. I think there's a couple borderline free spots you take. You know, take that punt defender, take Matthews, and then go from there. And I think you're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have more of a stars and scrubs lineup today, the way it's building, but it's the way it goes.
Yep, I agree. So, all right, well, with all that being said, we'll catch you next time, and good luck.
All right, thanks, guys.